change of zone number 1991 RPC.
This is a preliminary and final site plan for the creation of a planned community to consist of 86 single-family lots and 9 townhouse units, 176 units total, to consist of private open space, stormwater management, and amenities to include a proposed clubhouse and walking trail. Staff note that the subject property was subject of a pre-change zone application, change of zone number 1991. At their meeting of Tuesday, February 7th, 2024, Sussex Council approved the change of zone for the parcel through change of zone number 1991 from agricultural residential district to a medium residential planned community district, and the change was adopted through ordinance number 2990. Staff note that this red plan community is adjacent and related to a previous subdivision plan, Sycamore Chase, number 2018-24, cluster subdivision to consist of 104 single-family lots, roads, open space, and associated site amenities, which the final subdivision plan was approved by the commission at their meeting of Thursday, March 11th, 2021. And master plans have been included with the submittal for separate approval by the commission showing the overall layout of the RPC. Property is lying on the north of Daisy Road, Sussex County Road 370, approximately 0.6 mile west of Byard Road, Sussex County Road 384 in Frankfort, Delaware. Preliminary and final plan complies with Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes and all conditional. And tax parcel is District 134, map 18.00, parcels 45.00, 51.00, and a portion of parcel numbers 53.00, 54.00, and 54.01. The zoning is MRRPC, Medium Density Residential Plan Community District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plans are eligible for both preliminary and all site plan approval.
Everybody good on this one?
Yes.
Madam Chairman, I move we approve the preliminary plan and the master plan for Sycamore Chase expansion change of zone 1991 RPC.
As the preliminary and final?
Pardon me?
Preliminary and final.
Preliminary and final.
Second.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded to approve the Sycamore Chase expansion number change of zone number 91. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The next item on our agenda is 2022-10 West Lake, formerly known Raley Farm, Section 1.
Pardon me. I was under the impression this was needed to be removed from the other business items.
So my understanding on this is, hang on, we were, as of about half an hour ago, we were awaiting confirmation they had all their agency approvals, specifically SCD. I just received an email. We have it. We have confirmation from SCD. So if that's the one you're referring to, we have it and we can proceed.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Drucker. This is a final subdivision plan for the establishment of cluster subdivision to consist of 646 single-family lots on a total of 358.84 acres, private roads, a central roundabout, base and proposed amenities to include a clubhouse, in-ground pool, sports courts, swales, and a beach amenity. A preliminary subdivision plan for the proposal was approved by the Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, September 28th, 2023, subject to 20 conditions of approval. The applicant has requested submission be approved in phases. Specifically, this proposal is for section of the subdivision, which consists of 193 lots on 141.54. A master plan has also been included with the submittal for separate approval by the commission showing the overall layout of the subdivision. The project is located on the south of Avalon Road, Sussex County Route 302A, north side of Zor Road, Sussex County Road 48, approximately 0.28 miles east of Gravel Hill Road, Route 30. The final subdivision plan for Section 1 complies with county zoning and subdivision codes and all conditions of approval. The tax parcel District 234, map 15.0, parcel 0.00. District 23, map 15.00, parcel 3.20, parcel 3.21, parcel 9.0, parcel 13.00, parcel 14.00, 15.00, and 11.01. The zoning is agricultural residential district. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Madam Chairman, I move that we approve final subdivision plan and the master plan for final for 2022-10 West Lake, formerly known as Raley Farm, Section 1.
Okay, the motion has been made. Oh, excuse me, did we get a second?
That's our motion.
Thank you. Motion's been made and seconded for 2022-10 West Lake, formerly known as Raley Farm. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The next item on our agenda is S20-38 Living Hope Fellowship Cemetery.
This is a preliminary and final site plan for a proposed cemetery, overflow parking area, and related site improvements. The parcel is located on the west side of Statenville Road, Sussex County Road 224, approximately 0.42 mile northwest of Blacks Road, Sussex County Road 44. The preliminary and final site complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 30, Map 1.00, Parcel 13.06. Zoning is AR1, Agriculture Residential District. Staff are in of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plans are eligible for preliminary and final site plan approval.
In regards to preliminary site plan S2538, Hope Fellowship Cemetery, I move for preliminary site plan and final.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve S25-38, Living Hope Fellowship Cemetery. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion moves. Next item on our agenda is S25-37, Bayshore Community Church Incorporated.
This is a preliminary site plan for Bayshore Community Church, Inc. for the establishment of a proposed 12,285-square-foot church building, 1,200-square-foot shed, parking lot, and other site improvements. The parcel contains 4.13 acres, more or less, and are located on the west side of Old Landing Road, Sussex County Road 274, approximately 1.2 miles south of Warrington Road, Sussex County Road 275. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code, tax parcels, District 334, Parcel 18.00, Map 18.00, Parcel 78.00, and 78.01. The zoning is AR1, Agriculture Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting final approvals to be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Thank you. Any questions or concerns from anybody? No, thank you. So by right, this will happen, right? Most likely. There's not anything. So there's been a lot of concern on Old Landing Road about development of anything that remotely resembles commercial, with a lot of pushback from residents. But I want to be clear to the public that this is by code allowed.
Yeah, church is a permitted use. So
yes.
That's right. So this is a site plan review. You know, so you're looking at whether the site plan design complies with the county zoning code, you know, and any planning issues that you might have with it, but the use itself is permitted.
Perfect. Thank you. And it meets all the conditions of the code, right?
Correct. So staff have reviewed it. Numerically, it meets all the requirements. Now, if the commission has a specific design concern, for example, with parking, circulation, or proximity to wetlands, the commission still has the ability to review it. But it meets the minimum requirements outlined in code in order to be here. So.
And this is just the preliminary site plan, so we'll have another chance to review it, right?
That's correct. But if the commission had specific design considerations that you wanted to see on the final site plan, then the commission could make their approval contingent to those changes being implemented before it comes back.
So I think I'd like to defer this for further consideration so that I can mull over what those conditions might be.
Okay.
Any concerns about that?
No.
All right. Regarding S25-37 Bayshore Community Church Incorporated, I'm deferring action. I move that we defer action for further consideration.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to defer action on 2537 Bayshore Community Church. All those in favor say aye.
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 Thank you. Okay, the next item on our agenda is S25-34 Freeman Solar LLC, conditional use number 2298.
Preliminary site plan and a six-month time extension request. This is a preliminary site plan for the installation of a 75-megawatt photovoltaic electric generation facility, solar facility, transformers, fencing, and interwoven screening, a Knox box, and other site improvements. Site plan also includes a proposed landscape plan. Staff note that the site was subject of a previous conditional use application, conditional use number 2298, for the establishment of a solar farm to be located within an agricultural residential district, general residential district, and medium density residential district. The application was approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, June 14th, 2022, and the use was established through ordinance number 2864. Property is located on a 350.96 acre parcel of land lying and being located on the east and west sides of Calhoun Road, Sussex County Road 261, and South Shawnee Road, Route 36, approximately 1,267 feet south of Shawnee Road, Route 36 in Milford, Delaware. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. Should the plans not be approved at today's meeting, the applicant has submitted a six-month time extension request to extend the expiration date of the conditional use from June 14th, 2025 to December 14th, 2025, and outlining how the project achieves the criteria of 9940 of the Sussex County Code. A copy of the time extension request has been included in the commission's packet this evening. The tax parcels are District 130, Map 3.00, Parcel 246.00, 247.00, and 247.02. Also, Parcel District 130, Map 6.00, Parcel 75.00, 76.00, 92.00, 94.00, and 95.00. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, GR, General Residential District, and Medium Density, MR, Medium Density Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. A decommissioning plan has also been included, which addresses both financial security component of the conditions of approval. Therefore, the plan is eligible for both preliminary and final site plan approvals.
Just a question on this one for staff. Just so I'm sure what the commission needs to act on, it sounds like the six-month time extension request is only if the preliminary site plan is not approved today. Is that, that's how I read?
That's how I'm reading it as well. I'm not exactly specific on that request. I would have to consult with staff.
Out of an abundance of caution, because we've already planned for this going to County Council as a time extension request, out of an abundance of caution, if the Commission wished to consider both, it would just would save us having to come back if that were not true, if that were not our understanding. So it may be.
So the motion would be, well, don't make this the motion yet, but the motion then would be for preliminary site plan approval with final by staff subject to receipt of all agency approvals and, if you're inclined, to grant a six-month time extension. All right. And then just for the record, before that motion's maybe made, has staff's reviewed the financial security aspect of it and are satisfied with it?
That was my question for the decommissioning. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah. Well, the decommissioning and the financial security component of the decommissioning, yeah.
Right. So I actually need to make sure that that's in your packet.
They were referencing it in the letter.
Yeah. And I just wanted on the record that you all had reviewed it and were good with it.
Staff have reviewed it. I just want to make sure the commission's seen it. Yes is the answer. Sorry, just
okay.
And one more thing before the motion is made. I think I did note it on the drawing, but the fabric will be interwoven fabric like we normally require.
And that's specifically on the plans inset drawing. So.
Thank you. Do we have a motion?
Yes, Mr. Vincent, go ahead and carry on with my motion.
All right, the motion would be for site plan S2534 Freeman Solar LLC CU2298. The motion is to grant preliminary site plan approval with final site plan approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals, as well as the six-month time extension request based upon the letter submitted into the record for the compliance with the criteria of Section 99-40 of the Sussex County Code.
That's my motion, Mr. Chairman.
I second the motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve S25-34 Freeman Solar LLC conditional use number 2298. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you. The next item on our agenda is S25-29. Chamberton Energy, Biggins Creek, conditional use number 2433.
This is a preliminary and final site plan for the construction of a solar facility and other related site improvements. Conditional use number 2433 to permit the use at the site was approved by Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, February 20th, 2024, via ordinance number 2987. The fenced area containing the solar arrays occupies 35.61 acres of the parcel, which is comprised of a total of 50.5 acres. The parcel is lying on Maryland Lane on the south side of Lighthouse Road, Route 54, approximately 0.26 miles west of the intersection of Lighthouse Road and Johnson Road, Sussex County Road 390. Preliminary and final site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The tax parcel is District 533, Map 18.00, Parcel 39.00. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. A decommissioning plan has also been included, which addresses the financial security component of the conditions of approval. Therefore, the plan is eligible for both preliminary and final site plan approval.
Madam Chairman, I move to approve the preliminary site plan and final site plan for site plan 25-29, Chaberton Energy, Biggins Creek, conditional use 2433.
Before there's a second on that, just again, for the record, staff's reviewed the financial security and decommissioning plan. Yeah. Everybody's good with
that. Yeah, that's correct. Both the number and the screening is also the fabric screening, very clear in the details page.
Yeah, I think I just wanted to point that out. Thank you.
I'll second that.
Thank you very much. Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve S25-29, Chaberton Energy, Biggins Creek, conditional use number 2433 as preliminary and final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Next item on our agenda is 2021-25, Four Winds Farm Amenities Plan.
This is an amenities plan for Four Winds Farm, a cluster subdivision to consist of 336 single-family lots, private roads, open space, stormwater management, and associated forested landscape buffers. The final subdivision plan for the proposal was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Wednesday, June 26, 2024. The amenities plan proposes the establishment of a proposed 2,911 square foot clubhouse, 3,572 square foot in-ground pool, 1,600 square foot tot lot, pickleball courts, a bocce ball cornhole field, a concrete patio with gas fire pit and seating, fireplace, grilling station, pergola, outdoor shower, and community cluster mailbox. The improvements are to be located on the east side of Mayapple Drive and the west side of Wisteria Boulevard within the previously approved Four Winds Farm Cluster Subdivision located in Milton, Delaware. The amenities plan complies with Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. Tax parcel is District 235, Map 25, Parcel 39.00. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approval. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that preliminary and final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Whitehouse, do you have any questions on this? Because there was a few changes here. I didn't see anything stood out.
No questions from staff. It would have been reviewed by staff prior to coming to the Planning and Zoning Commission. So we've completed our review that meets minimum code requirements.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I move for amenities plan 2021-25, Four Winds Farms. I move to approve the amenities plan subject upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Final by staff?
Yes, sorry.
I second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve 2021-25, Four Winds Farm. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Next item on our agenda is 2022-01 Mitchell's Corner Amenities Plan.
This is an amenities plan for Mitchell's Corners, a coastal area cluster subdivision to consist of 267 single-family lots, private roads, open space, stormwater management, and associated forested landscape buffers. The final subdivision plan for the proposal was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Wednesday, August 21st, 2024. The amenities plan proposes the construction of a 3,248 square foot clubhouse, two pools, pool house, tiki bar, indoor and outdoor pickleball courts, beach volleyball court, playground area, landscaping, parking, and other supplementary site improvements. The property is located on the north corner of Signet Street and Black Swan Drive within the existing and previously approved Mitchell's Corner subdivision in Lewis, Delaware. The amenities plan complies with the Sussex County Code and all conditions of approval. The tax parcel is District 335, Map 8.00, Parcel 37.00. Zoning is MR, Medium Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plans are eligible for both preliminary and final approval.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the amenities plan for 2022-01 Mitchell's Corner.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve 2022-01 Mitchell's Corner amenities plan as final. Correct? You had it. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. The next item on our agenda is lands of Curtis and Darlene B. Carey, minor subdivision plan off a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of two lots plus the residual lands with access off a proposed 30-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 1.7457 acres More or less, proposed lot two will consist of 1.7457 acres, more or less, and the residual lands will contain 1.50 acres, more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the east side of South Union Church Road, Sussex County Road 42, approximately 0.28 mile south of Beach Highway Route 16. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. Tax parcel is District 230, map 26.00, parcel 76.04. The zoning is AR1, agriculture residential. Staff are awaiting agency approval should the commission desire to act favorably on the proposal. Staff are requesting that preliminary and final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, in regards to lands of Curtis and Darlene B. Carey, I move for approval of minor subdivision plan off a 30-foot easement with final approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I second the motion.
Thank you. The motion has been made and seconded to approve the lands of Curtis and Darlene B. Carey. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Next item on our agenda is lands of Helen L. Gabriel, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of four lots plus the residual lands with access off a proposed 50-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 2.266 acres, more or less. Proposed lot two will consist of 2.116 acres, more or less. And proposed lot three will consist of 2.613 acres, more or less. And lot four will consist of 2.803 acres, more or less. The residual lands includes lot five will contain 2.968 acres, more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the southeast side of Old Meadow Road, Sussex County Road 530. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 231, map 12.00, parcel 2.09. The zoning is AR1 agriculture residential. Staff are awaiting agency approval should the commission desire to act favorably on the proposal. Staff are requesting that preliminary and final approval be made subject upon the receipt of agency approvals.
Madam Chairman, I move that we approve the minor subdivision plan off a 42-foot easement.
Are we on that one?
No, we're on Gabriel.
Gabriel.
I'm sorry.
You can go ahead and do it, Bruce, if you want to.
I'm sorry.
Ms. Chairman, in regards to lands of Helen L. Gabriel, I move for approval of a minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement with final approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I second the motion.
Okay, the motion has been made and seconded to approve the lands of Helen L. Gabriel. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Lands of Allison and Brad Hudson, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 42-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot plus a residual lands with access of a proposed 42-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 1.136 acres plus or minus, and the residual lands will contain 1.346 acres plus or minus. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. Property is located on the southwest side of DuPont Boulevard, Route 113, approximately 0.3 miles southeast of Hardscrabble Road, Route 20. Minor subdivision plan complies with Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. And the tax parcel is District 133, map 16.00, parcel 72.00. The zoning is C1, General Commercial District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Okay, I'll try that again. Madam Chairman, I move to approve the minor subdivision plan off a 42-foot easement for lands of Allison and Brad Hudson with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Thank you. The motion has been made and seconded to approve the lands of Allison and Brad Hudson with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Next item on our agenda is lands of Rue family, minor subdivision plan off of an existing 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of two lots plus the residual lands with access off an existing 50-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 2.961 acres, more or less, and proposed lot two will consist of 2.441 acres, more or less, and the residual lands will consist, will contain 41.895 acres, more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the west side of Coastal Highway, Route 1, approximately 0.54 mile north of Truett Road, Sussex County Road 198. The minor subdivision plan complies with Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. Tax parcel is District 230, map 15.00, parcels 28.03 and 28.01. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plans are eligible for both preliminary and final approval.
Mr. Chairman, in regards to lands of Rue family, I move for approval of a minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement with final approval.
I second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve the lands of Rue family as a final plan. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. Next item on our agenda is S25-30, Roxana Road Storage Time Extension Request.
On May 27, 2025, the Department of Planning and Zoning received a six-month time extension request for Roxana Road Storage for the construction of storage units and outdoor storage for boats and recreational vehicles. The preliminary subdivision plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Wednesday, May 21, 2025. Specifically, this time extension request is being made pursuant to Section 99-40 of the Sussex County Code. In accordance with the requirements of this section of code, an explanatory memo, schedule, and plan of completed steps and reasons in support of the applicant's request for a time extension has been provided. The property is located on the west side of Roxana Road, Route 17, approximately 0.68 mile northeast of the intersection of Roxana Road and Daisy Road, Sussex County Road 370. The tax parcel is District 134, map 15.00, parcel 20.06. The zoning is Agricultural Residential District.
Questions or concerns on this one?
No, sir.
No, sir.
Madam Chairman, I move we approve the time extension request for site plan 25-30, Roxana Road Storage Time Extension Request.
Second.
Okay, the motion has been made and seconded to approve the request for the time extension for S25-30, Roxana Road Storage. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Let the record show the chair abstained. The vote carries 3-0. Next item.